The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Adam Mad Dog McDougall. Good evening to you, Mad Dog.
Hello, my friend. How are we?
Yeah, not bad. Just in these unprecedented times that have happened so many times now, it seems precedented. Lockdown. Muslim me. Keeping me away from my full potential. No, I agree with it all at the moment, but everyone's got a breaking point, and I think everyone should be working towards getting vaccinated by the end of the year, so at least we can say, hey, we gave it our best shot, and hopefully it works in the meantime. Now, a lot of people have been getting vaccinated recently, and I'd imagine you'd probably be having a couple of people sliding into your DMs asking you, hey, Mad Dog, what do you think about the vaccine? What, maybe some do's and don'ts after you get the vaccine in terms of, are you allowed to just go to the gym and do a couple of bicep curls straight away, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, look, the big one I've been getting, obviously, given that we own a weight loss business, is, you know, should I be still trying to lose weight and staying on a strict diet when I get the vaccine? And yeah, it's a good question, because the reality is that your response to the vaccine is going to really depend upon your immune system. And you know, if you've got a healthy immune system, well, you're going to get a much better response to the vaccine. So it's really interesting that the vaccine basically is just contains ingredients that gives your body instructions to produce certain proteins and recognize the virus if you do get the real virus. But the really interesting thing is that, you know, if you do have a really robust immune system, which is what you want when the real virus comes along, you're going to react to it a lot better. But as far as the vaccines go, you actually feel a little bit worse off when you do get these vaccines. They're found in particular women between 20 to 30 are the worst responders to the vaccine. You know, they're finding that women are experiencing these side effects a lot more. And obviously then young males with the 20 to 30. Now, if you're older and you're unfit, your body doesn't have the same response to the vaccine because the immune system obviously isn't as robust. So therefore, it doesn't build up as many antibodies and whatnot. So therefore, you're probably not going to feel the effects of the vaccine as much. So that's why it's important to really pimp up your immune system before you get the vaccine. And research has shown that the best way to get the benefits from the vaccine is making sure that you're fit physically to start with. And that's really important. So exercise is actually a good hack to actually boost the immune system response to the vaccine. So if you're booked in for your vaccine, go and exercise on that day. Go to the gym, go do a run, go do something, you know, because what that's going to do is that's going to basically cause an immune response because it's a stress on the body. So partaking stressful activities that are healthy stressful activities just before the COVID injection, but then about 48 hours after the injection, you really want to take it easy. You don't want to go to the gym because it's a stress on the body. And once again, once the vaccine's trying to do its work, you don't want the body under any sort of stress.
Big meal in the lead up to the big day as well. Big meal, big exercise for a big vaccine.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, protein and giving your body some good fats are also going to help. And yeah, making sure most importantly that you're hydrated, because we know that hydration is a real key to this. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff on social media that people are believing that coconut water is a secret miracle cure to any of the side effects from the vaccine. And look, there may be some truth to that because of the fact that, you know, anything that increases hydration is going to benefit you from not getting as bad a side effects or hangovers. And speaking of hangovers, whatever you do, make sure you avoid alcohol. Now, this is a big one because the liver is very important, you know, as far as, you know, utilizing the immune system and, you know, making sure that it operates at its best. So we really want to avoid alcohol for probably 2 weeks. You're probably going to hate me for saying this, but yeah, research has indicated that you probably want to avoid alcohol for nearly 2 weeks after your COVID injection to really, you know, get the full benefits from the injection.
Adam Mad Dog McDougall, we are trying to push towards 80% of people to reach herd immunity. Can't have these little nuggets of wisdom that you're throwing out. Don't drink for 2 weeks, guys. We'll never get anyone vaccinated this rate.
I know, that's the problem, isn't it? So, you know, it's the boring stuff, like making sure you're eating a good diet and getting sleep and, you know, all these boring things that nobody bloody wants to do, particularly if you're a young person. So, but, you know, some other great little hacks that you can do is make sure that you're munching down on your vitamin C supplementation, building up with some zinc and some L-glutamine and a protein powder as well will definitely help boost your immune system as well. So anything that you use, any remedy that you use to fight off the flu, try to obviously do that as well to boost your immune system if you're considering getting the COVID vaccine.
Maybe treat yourself to a little Red Rooster pineapple fritter. Maybe if you still want your deep fried but your vitamin C at the same time. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, I know you'll be getting vaxxed. I'll be rolling up my sleeve. Give them all to me.
It's quite funny. One of my best mates enjoys a bit of a party and he's, you know, treated his body like an amusement park over the years. And he's been a bit concerned about what's in the vaccine. And, you know, I said to him, well, when you used to go out and party, you weren't too concerned about what you put in your body then. So, you know, it's quite interesting that, you know, we're also interested in what's actually in the vaccine. Yet most of the time we don't really ask what's in Panadol or Nurofen or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, I can understand people's fears, but, you know, the great thing about vaccination is it's been proven to significantly reduce your chances of being hospitalised and suffering the, you know, the severe effects of catching COVID. So each their own, it's a free choice and, you know, everyone has their choice to do it. But, Yeah, I'm hoping that we all jump on board as quickly as possible so we're not stuck in lockdown for much longer.
Yeah, just remember, lads, five times likelier to get blood clots from taking a Viagra on the weekend. So just keep that in mind. That's a bloody fact. So if you don't want to get vaxxed, say goodbye to your bonus as well, you hypocrite. Thank you very much, Adam Mad Dog McDougal. We'll chat to you next Health Tuesday. Of course, the Health Hacker available on the Listener app. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. You're a legend. Cheers.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.